News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, the Sinn Féin TD and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Brian Stanley, announced his resignation from the party this weekend following an internal inquiry into the Laois Offaly TD. He's expected not to continue as Chair of the Public Accounts Committee as well. We're joined by the Sinn Féin President, Mary Lou McDonald. Mary Lou McDonald, given what's happened in recent weeks with Brian Stanley, with Patricia Ryan, with members in the North resigning with the Stormont scandal, Sinn Féin is in full-blown crisis at the moment.
Well, good morning, Shane. I think what you are seeing evidence of is my determination that the rules and standards of the party will be applied across the board. And to me, it doesn't matter if you're an ordinary member of the party or if you're a person in senior leadership. Those rules will be applied without fear, without favour. They'll be applied fairly. And where behaviour falls below standards, there will be sanctions and consequences for the people in question. So this is about accountability, Shane, and this is what it looks like. On the issue of the wider party, I was in Sligo yesterday evening. I met with activists from the West. They're up and at it. I met with people about community funding and childcare. So meanwhile, all of these matters are publicly commented on naturally, and the party deals with very difficult circumstances like this. Sinn Féin is up and at it because we are conscious that we are literally weeks away from a very, very important election. And just to be clear, the party will not be deterred in our efforts and in our determination to give strong leadership, to give people an alternative. And these matters, and I would prefer to be on with you naturally, talking about the things that really matter in people's lives, of course, that goes without saying. But where there is a complaint, where there is a suggestion of wrongdoing, the rule book will be applied. And that is how it is. And you're seeing evidence of my determination that that level of accountability and standards will be adhered to within our party. And I make no apology for it.
Can I just play you a clip here? We have the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, on The Week in Politics yesterday. Just have a listen to what she had to say.
Have somebody who's messaging children inappropriately. You have another person who gave a reference to somebody who then potentially could have gone on to abuse more children. You have a party member who's leaving because she says she's been silenced. And you now have a fourth person who's saying that they were subject to a kangaroo court. Now, the last time we heard about kangaroo courts in Sinn Féin was when Maria Cahill went to them and said, "I need help, I've been raped." And what she was subjected to was a kangaroo court. We now have a member of the party for over 40 years talking about kangaroo courts again. This is a party that is not fit for government, that doesn't have the appropriate structures in place.
Not fit for government, you don't have the appropriate structures in place.
Well, on the contrary, very fit for government, and we have exactly the right structures and processes in place. What you're seeing in Sinn Féin, which is, I will grant you, very unusual in Irish public and political life, is transparent accountability and the fallout from that. I'm very surprised to hear the term kangaroo court used. In terms of due process, the application fairly and evenly of party rules, which included, by the way, in Deputy Stanley's case, his decision, which he was entitled to have his solicitor and a barrister with him throughout the process. This is a fair process. It is invigilated for the party at arm's length by a legal professional, by a practicing barrister. We stand over it absolutely. And Mr. Stanley's comments are pure deflection, pure deflection.
Why not immediately refer? I mean, you've referred the case to An Garda Síochána.
Yes.
Lots of questions being asked as to why that wasn't done earlier.
Let me address that. No, and that's a very fair question. The initial complaint that came to the party at the end of July and the disciplinary process began in August was absolutely appropriate for the party to inquire into. Had it been a criminal matter at that stage, of course it would have gone directly to An Garda Síochána. We don't investigate criminal matters. That was not the case with the initial complaint. The process unfolded. through August, well, mainly through September, I should say. August was difficult because of leave and holidays, through September into early October, the 4th of October to be precise. And as the inquiries were made, more information was gathered. And not alone was there a serious complaint, also a serious counter allegation made. A preliminary report then, Shane, was drafted with all of this information sent to both parties as per procedures for comment, for clarification, for accuracy. It was sent also to the head of our disciplinary process, who at that point sought legal advice. Brian Stanley preempted the process by resigning. The head of the disciplinary process referred matters then onwards to our party chair. And the party chair, having taken stock of all matters and for an abundance of caution, referred matters to An Garda Síochána. Now, let me be clear. I can't say to you, I'm not qualified to say, it's not my job to say if these matters merit a criminal investigation.
Sure, fair.
But I am much more comfortable, much happier as the party leader, given that there is a serious complaint, a serious counter allegation, that these matters are now in the hands of An Garda Síochána, and they will adjudicate whether there is a need for an investigation and what that might look like.
Some people might suggest that what you're doing at the moment now is because of the whole controversy over the scandal in Stormont, you're retrospectively now trying to tidy up this separate issue with Brian Stanley, that it wasn't an abundance of caution, that you're in a hurry, desperately trying to make this right.
No, let me repeat, we have procedures and rules within the party, and I am presuming that every organisation and every political party similarly has disciplinary standards, codes of ethics, and then procedures to adjudicate where a complaint is made. It's standard stuff. You have to act by your own rules. You have to do so methodically, forensically, to ensure that you can stand over the process itself, the protection of people's rights, and a proper inquiry into complaints that are made. That is what has happened here. Deputy Stanley preempted what was a deadline actually this morning of comments on from the two parties on the preliminary report. Therefore, the process comes to a halt without conclusion. That's what's happened here.
Yeah.
And therefore, I make no apology again either for the full, fair, firm application of party rules and standards on the one hand, and also in circumstances like this, and for an abundance of caution, making the referral that the party has made. I'm absolutely sure that we have done the right thing here.
Okay.
And it's not pretty. I prefer that I was talking to you about the matters of the day that really matter to people and communities. But this is what I'm presented with. And I am very determined, come what may, the standards and ethics of the party, fair procedures and standards will be applied right across Sinn Féin. And it doesn't matter, Shane, who you are.
Okay.
That standard is the same.
Is it normal for questions to be vetted when you're at party events, which seems to have happened on at least one occasion?
Yeah. Well, I saw that. Well, I think in fairness, whoever made that suggestion, I understand on a WhatsApp group, was told to get stuffed by everybody else, and quite rightly so. Listen to me, if you were to even attempt to stymie or censor the membership, it wouldn't get far.
Really, because Mary Lou, I have to put it to you. There are more than strong suggestions that this is Sinn Féin has a culture of secrecy, of omerta, of silence, of basically silencing internal dissension, of not being democratic in its procedures in terms of the parliamentary party and allowing them independence. I mean, you've lost a number of TDs who've said that they were effectively silenced.
Well, that's just not true. I mean, you can recite all of that, Shane, but that's not true. I mean, I'm a member of Sinn Féin. I'm the leader of Sinn Féin for a number of years, a member of it for far, far longer. And that's simply not the case. And people are free and open. And I encourage people to speak freely, to talk openly. I tell you what we don't do, and I know some people don't like this. We don't have a habit of going, running out of meetings and briefing against each other and stabbing each other in the back. We don't do that. I don't like that. I hope we are never a party that does that. I think it demonstrates a lack of discipline, a lack of collegiality, a lack of professionalism. There's no other profession in the world where it would be considered a good thing to backbite, malign and backstab your colleagues. But somehow in political life, some people think that those behaviours are the marks of openness and transparency. No, they aren't. In my book, that's the stuff of pettiness, vindictiveness and a lack of seriousness about the job that we have to do in political life, which at the end of the day is to deliver for people who are depending on us.
Mary Lou McDonald, President of Sinn Féin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.